Commodity prices are very interesting. The easiest way to think about commodity prices is to use an index. And the best known index in the world is the Commodity Research Bureau Index, CRB Index, which is a futures index traded on the US exchanges. And it's sometimes been the subject of a bit of amusement. It used to include pork bellies, for instance, and it still includes orange juice. But generally speaking, it's an index of industrial commodities. About a third is fuel, mostly crude oil, but also some gasoline and heating oil. And about half is major industrial commodities, very liquid commodities like cotton and sugar and grains and things like that. And what's been happening is, since 2002, that reached a bottom, it troughed, and then it rose fairly steadily up until the middle of last year. And then with the GFC, there was a significant shakeout through 2008, 2009. It bottomed much about the same time as the stock market did, and since then it's recovered a bit. So commodity prices went up very, very sharply during the last decade. They've come off their highs, but interestingly enough, they're still about double their long-term average values. The change in commodity prices over the last decade has got two important indicators. One relates to the overall economy. And remember, economies are just machines. They take raw materials, they turn them into consumer goods, whether it's cars or washing machines or whatever, and they all have commodities in them. And exactly the same in supermarkets. Supermarket shelves are stocked with commodities. So commodities have proven over a long period of time a very accurate leading indicator of the economy as a whole. And actually, it's quite good that commodity prices haven't fallen very sharply. They're still at quite high levels by historical standards, and that's good for economic growth. The second important factor that commodity prices relate to is the supply-demand balance between various commodity types. So if you think about gold, for instance, there's a certain amount of gold that's produced in mines, a certain amount that's available as jewellery. It comes onto the market and the price rises or falls to bring that into line with demand. So commodity prices are a very good indicator of any balance or imbalance between supply and demand. High prices, generally speaking, mean an imbalance where demand is greater than supply and vice versa. It's interesting when you think about imbalance of commodities, and certainly in the last year or two, commodities seem to be moving to two completely different drums. The standard industrial commodities, things like oil and grains and things like that, went up prior to the GFC, then they fell, and then they've gone back up a little bit. Now, there's a couple of other commodities which stick out as being quite anomalous. Gold, the noble metals, palladium and platinum, and also copper, have marched to a very, very different drum. And they rose quite sharply off previous highs. They didn't fall back very much, and they're still very much up there with their record highs. So again, it's interesting to see the separation between different types of commodities. When you think about metals and commodities, there's a concept of peaks. Peak oil was a very popular concept when oil went up to close to $150 a barrel last year, so well above its previous highs. The indication being that supply was not enough to keep up with demand, prices were rising, and we'd get to the stage where oil would at least peak in terms of volume and then start to head down. What we may be seeing now is not so much peak oil, but peak gold, or particularly peak copper. And copper's a really interesting metal. It's been mined for the best part of 10,000 years. Going back to the Near East, 8,000 years before Christ's birth, there was a copper age that was formed, and jewellery and metal tools and things like that were made using copper. Copper we know very, very well, but the price keeps on going up. And if you know something very well, you should be able to produce a lot of it quite cheaply, and we don't seem to be able to do that. So copper may be the anomaly. It's sticking out a little bit, and it's a very interesting metal to keep an eye on over the next 5 or 10 years. The only certain thing about markets is they rise and fall. And I forget who said that, John Paul Getty or somebody like that. And markets certainly do go up and down. There's more information coming out all the time. One of the interesting things about commodities is the only commodities we've ever run out of are so-called renewables, things like clean air, things like fish and so on. We haven't yet got to the stage with any non-renewable commodities where they become scarce. And that would be interesting if you think about some of these very well-used, very well-known industrial commodities like copper, whether we are getting to the stage where they may be becoming a bit more difficult to find and a bit more expensive long-term.